Hi, this is Aditya Singh, Antonio Boone, A-N-T-O-N-I-O, B-O-O-N-E. Date of service 1/5/2026. Date of birth is 10/27/2025. Date of accident is 1/21/2004. Mr. Antonio Boone presents with the ongoing issues as related to an accident that happened on 10/27/2025. In this accident, patient was rear-ended while traveling as a rear passenger on the right. His father was driving, and the impact caused him severe headaches along with dizziness, memory loss, nightmares, fearful of the event, lack of focus, disorientation, confusion, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, shooting to the left buttock and occasionally to the left leg. Numbness and tingling of the left hand was also reported. Severe pain in the left shoulder, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees. Also, patient had severe pain in the trapezius muscle, upper part of it. Ongoing issues are going on as of now. He has had one epidural injection and one set of trigger point injections in the past. He was first seen on 10/27/2025, immediately after the accident. And he has been provided with a conservative treatment for now. And he has a issue with a disc herniation of L5-S1 and bulging disc of C5 and 6. And in the thoracic region, there is a disc herniation of T7 and 8, T8 and 9. And disc bulge of T2, 3, T9, 10, T10, and 11. The patient has been advised to benefit from the epidural injection for cervical times 2, thoracic times 2, and lumbar epidural 4. His SI joint is also painful on the left side, for which an injection has been advised. There is no issue of carpal tunnel at this time. Today, report that his pains are continuing at that level of 10 in the area of left shoulder, and he has a difficult time lifting beyond 90 degrees. He has a weakness of the left arm with numbness and tingling of all the five fingers. He also has a neck pain, middle back pain, lower back pain, with shooting pain to the left buttock and left leg. Pain is around 10. ADLs are affected. Then, patient reports 100% relief when he gets the pain medications. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse and the compliance history. The patient has physical examination, blood pressure is 133/82, pulse 85, pulse ox is 100. In the examination, there is a severe spasm of the left trapezius muscle, including the cervical and the thoracic region, with several trigger points noticed, one at the junction of the neck to the shoulder and one in the cervical fiber. He also has a paravertebral muscle spasm on bilateral L1 to L5. He has a weakness of the left arm. Left shoulder is positive for Hawken-Kennedy test. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 12/1/2025. Diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to provide the patient two injections for the trigger points. One in the cervical and one in the upper thoracic at the junction of the neck to the shoulder, with 3 cc's of dexamethasone and morphine. Entire needle was withdrawn and bandage was applied. Patient his maps were reviewed, and his drug screen shows a cocaine positive. So his schedule 2 pain medication has been withdrawn. He's referred to a neurologist and a psychiatrist. Physical therapy continues at 2 times per week in the affected area of neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder. And patient is off work. Hospital replacement and transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided, which is Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain. Tylenol with codeine number 4 is provided for pain relief, PRN. Xanax is provided for panic disorder, 0.5 mg PRN. Elavil 50 mg at night. Nurontin 600 mg is provided for the nerve pain, headaches. Medigesic is provided for the headache relief. He is also provided with the Imiclex tablet for prevention of the headaches. He is also provided with Namenda for memory loss, a referral to neurology and psychiatry in order. MRI for left shoulder was not ordered, not done. He has been advised to do that. His urine restriction has been reviewed and is found to be not very compliant, and hence his pain medication is withdrawn. Thank you.